my people, I have just returned from the tripartite summit called by President Yoweri Kaguta Museveni to assess the implementation of the revitalized agreement on the resolution of the conflict in the Republic of South Sudan and the formation of the revitalized transitional government of national unity. I know you are disappointed because of the tripartite summit conclusion of a 100 days extension rather than the formation of the revitalized transitional government of national unity. As I promised you in my address to the South Sudan National Police Service, the 7th Command Council Conference, the centenary of the Rejaf Catholic Parish, my consultations with the parties to the agreement, and more importantly, my address to the transitional national legislature, the body that represents the interests of our people. My citizens, I was honest and sincere in my pronouncement and determination to establish the revitalized transitional government of national unity as planned on the 12th of November 2019, because I know that would assure you about the return of peace and security to our country. It would also create an environment that would alleviate your sufferings after more than 4 or 5 years of worthless internal conflict which the SPLM AIO imposed on us. My dear fellow citizens, despite my determination to establish the RT Gono in time, the fact that some provisions of the agreement relating to the security arrangements were not implemented, including the screening, unification, and training of the unified forces. This was exploited by the SPLAIO to make a case before the grantors, that is, President Yoweri Kaguta Museveni of Uganda and President Abdel Fattah Burhan of Sudan. They made appeal and urged the incumbent Gono to accept the 100 days extension of the pre-transitional period. It was also proposed that progress in the implementation of the outstanding critical security provisions during the 100 days extension would be reviewed in 50 days, and depending on progress, the 100 days may be reduced or increased. In my address to the Catholic Church in the Rejaf Parish during its centenary on the 1st of November 2019, I promise that I will never return South Sudan back to war forever. In that spirit, and not to give the SPLM AIO a reason to return to war, I, as your president, had to accept the 100 days extension to avoid the potential for the SPLM AIO to have a reason to return South Sudan to war again. Honestly, I accepted it because the government did not honor its pledge to pay the remaining part of the $100 million to the National Pre-Transitional Period Committee for the implementation of the agreement. Taban, it was not possible for the government to pay all the $100 million which was promised, and that has become the point that the IO has gripped and remained there. My dear people, countrymen and women, I know the extension does not give you assurance about security in South Sudan, and it does not help to reduce your suffering, something that has been bothering me for a very long time. We tried our best to explain that the permanent ceasefire is holding and generally there is no threat of insecurity in the country. Further, that we would accept external security protection to the SPLM AIO leaders and others who do not feel secure during the transitional period. All these assurances did not persuade the SPLM AIO to feel confident for us to form the RT Gono on the 12th of November 2019. So we had to accept the persuasion of the grantors for the 100 days extension in order to deprive the SPLM AIO from taking our country back to war again. I want to assure you that we will raise the remaining part of the 100 million the government has pledged, because that is what the SPLM-AIO used to accuse the government of having no commitment and having no political will to implement the agreement. We have also accepted with appreciation the establishment of a committee from the grantors with the participation of the parties to supervise the implementation of the outstanding critical tasks of the agreement. We have no doubt that the aforesaid committee will not inform the grantors, IGAD, AU, UN Security Council, and our many partners about the truth on the ground, but also to expose the challenges associated with the compliance of the parties with the provisions of the security sector arrangements. My people, allow me to conclude by saying the 100 days extension is endurable. If that will stop the return of South Sudan to war, remember we had 6 months extension, which the SPLM AIO demanded, and it went quickly without the country feeling it. Indeed, the 100 days extension is a mechanism to hold my brother, Dr. Riek Machar, to his promise that he has left war and violence behind him, and that even if I form the government without the IO, it will be just like another regime reshuffle. I therefore call upon you to respect and accept this extension wholeheartedly. I call on the army and the other organized forces to maintain peace and accept my orders not to return South Sudan to war. Finally, I call upon the parties to the agreement to be patient and accept the decision of the grantors. I will continue to engage with all of you on the progress of the implementation of the remaining critical tasks of the agreement in the 100 days extension. Otherwise, my fellow citizens and parties to the agreement, I thank you for your understanding, and may God bless you always for peace, stability, and prosperity in our country, South Sudan. Thank you very much.